1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The theme is comfort one another. Okay, now we haven't been doing this every week, so if you're like me, I don't expect you to remember all of these unless you somehow have them written down, hidden somewhere in your Bible or whatever. But we're on lesson 7. We'll go back 1 week. Who can remember what last week's was? Who can remember? It's all one another. Not last. Oh, last. Yes. Excuse me. Forgive. Correct. You are right. Okay. So we got lesson 6. How about lesson 5? Key verse is Ephesians 4:32. Does that help? Be kind. Be kind to one another. Lesson 5. Now we're getting, weeks ago. Lesson 4. I think I heard it. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe that was somebody's stomach. Okay. Lesson 4. Admonish. Nope. That was 3. So we'll give you credit for that one. Good job. Lesson 3. Lesson 4 was serve one another. Serve one another. Lesson 3 was admonish. Lesson 2. See if I can do it. Love, love. I don't make a very good heart. That's 2 circles. Love one another. And then lesson 1 was members one of another. And it was kind of like an introductory lesson. This has really been a great series. In fact, I'm just going to get rid of this. Hang on just a second. And so I've been helped by it. I hope you've been helped by it. And so tonight we are on to comfort one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll get to the text here in just a moment. I think probably everyone here would say that they would rather be comfortable than to be in pain, right? You would rather be comfortable than to be in pain. Now, pain is good in a sense. God gave us pain for a reason. And the natural thing of pain lets us know, tells our body tells us, hey, there's something wrong over here. So pain is a good thing, but I don't know too many people who would say, sign me up for the most pain list that I could get. I'd rather be comfortable. And as a Christian, there's great news. There's a lot of great news as a Christian. But as a Christian, we have the Comforter living inside of us. We have the Comforter living inside of us. Who is the Comforter? The Holy Spirit, right. Very good. The Holy Spirit. So we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit indwelling us as believers. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit would be coming. I know you're in 1 Thessalonians, so just stay right there. But or if you want to flip over, you can. But in John 14, I'm not going to spend much time there, just referring to it. Jesus told his disciples that it was important that he go away. And so, I mean, can you imagine hearing that? I would have probably been, no, that's not a good idea. we like following you and we like what's been happening and you're saying it's important that you go away. But that's what he said. He said, I must go away so that the Comforter can come. In verse 16, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. When Jesus was in his human body, he could only be in one place at a time. He set aside the omnipresent gift, and that the Holy Spirit is in you as a Christian and in me as a Christian forever. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So tonight, we're going to learn from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 of a promise that God says will bring us comfort. I like that. A promise that God says will bring. I mean, we live in a wild, crazy world. But, you look in the days of Noah, it was a wild and crazy world then too. So, things might look a little different in 2024 than in whatever year that was, but it's still wild and crazy. But we've got a Bible that never changes. We sang a song a minute ago, yesterday, today, forever. Jesus is the same. And so when we go into the Scriptures, you know, we find an anchor in the Word of God. We find something that never changes, even with all of the craziness in our world. And here we find in our text a truth that comforts us, but it's also a truth that can help us comfort one another. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we truly do need your help tonight. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit as our comforter. But also thank you for providing us with this information in the Bible about days ahead and the comfort that it brings. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse number 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 1 says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord, so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child." Notice this last statement, "and they shall not escape." Wow. There's finality in that statement, right? But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Praise the Lord. See, here's some comfort. That day should overtake you as a thief. So as a believer, we don't have to be worried about that day that's going to come like a thief in the night, because we have the Holy Spirit in us as a believer, as we said earlier. We're not in darkness. We have light. Everywhere we go, we are a walking light bulb, okay? For Christ. It's Christ's light shining through us. No matter how dark it gets spiritually, wherever you go, there's light. Praise the Lord for that. You know, it's not my light. It's His light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right? You got a light? You got a light, Carson? This little light of mine, yeah, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine. And really, it's this little light of His. You know, it's His light. I'm not going to change the song, okay? It's a good song. But, you know, everywhere we go. So Paul says here, you're in the light, verse 5. "Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day." You know, there's something about getting up in the morning if you've had a bad night, if you've had a long night. For me, there's something about, you know, okay, it's day. All right, it's going to be better. It's daytime. But I mean, those night hours, you know, grueling and just whatever, maybe a stomach ache or maybe worried, which isn't good. We're not supposed to worry, but, you know, all of that. And then all of a sudden, here comes the sun, and it comes up very early right now, doesn't it? So that night ends quickly. Thank the Lord for that, all right? And he says, you're not children of the night. You're children of the day. We are not of the night, not of darkness. So, number one, if you have the notes and you would like to take the notes, number one is the believer's conviction. The believer's conviction. Tonight, we can have a settled conviction that brings comfort to our heart. We find a promise. What is the promise? The promise is this, that the Lord's return is imminent. It's imminent. And it's like a thief in the night. We just read that in those first 5 verses. Okay? I believe tonight, beyond a shadow of my doubt, based on verses like this and others in the Bible, that Jesus Christ is coming again. That's a conviction that I have. I hope that's a conviction you have. I can't make you have that. But it's a Bible conviction. It's not a Turner conviction, okay? It's a Bible conviction. You know, Jesus even said, "I will come again." John 14, "and receive you unto myself." And so it even tells us that the Lord will come suddenly. Suddenly. And I'm so thankful that because we are a Christian, I'm not saying that we're better than others, but because we are a Christian, when we receive that gift of salvation, we then have an opportunity through the Word of God to develop new beliefs. They weren't really our beliefs when we were lost. But we get into the Word of God and we turn to this page and that book and this page and that book. And you know what? Our life should be based on doctrine. Bible doctrine. Not what feels good. Sometimes what God tells us to do feels terrible. But when we obey, we get blessed. So it might feel terrible. We think, I can't do that. That's impossible. But God's Spirit gives us the strength and the ability to do it. And when we obey God, there's a blessing. And so we begin to develop new beliefs based on the Bible. And so what are some comforting truths that the Holy Spirit brings about in our life? Letter A, we've mentioned it already, but we'll repeat it. The imminent return of the Lord. We see that in verse number 2, it says, the day of the Lord. So we're supposed to, we give out that gospel tract, hope. And it's great. I love it. Hope in Christ is being saved. But you know what? I'm already saved and on my way to heaven. So I have hope that Jesus is coming again.